Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic feel-good Friday.
When's First Responder Friday back?
I don't know.
You guys going to ask this every Friday?
Yes.
Until they finally do it?
Yeah.
You know that's how it works.
Hold on. That's how it works here? You just keep asking for it on the air and you get it?
Yeah.
Because no. They ain't been listening to me.
Well, me. Just hold out hope until you leave.
Okay. Yeah. And then you get it for the next guy, right? Nope, because they're still not going to give it to that guy. Remember, I think you pointed out this morning, Rob, we started getting new computers.
Yeah.
I'm just glad they started on all the other places and stuff right here.
Oh, I'm kind of glad. You're right, but I'm kind of glad it is in that room, that one studio.
Because
I was recording commercials and emailed them to Joe, and it was disappearing.
On Friday, I had what happened to you before you left. I go in there, and I've got Thursday. I had like six commercials to record.
Somebody came in?
I record three of them, and the damn thing freezes. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
I got to redo all these now? They were able to find some of them, but it's just a pain in the ass.
I know. So now they got new ones, and I'm happy. Couldn't be happier. Because now I can just get in here before the show, record my spot, send them to Joe, I'm done.
And with FanDuel, I mean, it's every week. It's something new. It's a new script.
Twice a week football.
Yeah. So.
Hey, man. I had a very interesting day yesterday. I had lunch with Robbie. Dinner with Steffi. Brianna's in a foreign country for her birthday, 30th, so I can meet with her.
Happy birthday.
Hung out with my buddy. It's a good day.
Yeah.
The whole day. When you wait that long, you catch up with the people you need to catch up with. And I did that yesterday.
So here's my day.
I had to spend 4 hours with you two, so I didn't have to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's all right. At 1 o'clock.
I would if I had to.
What, catch up with us?
Yeah.
Well.
But isn't that necessary?
Ed's a little under the weather. I don't know if you want to catch up with him.
I'm concerned about him. I'm serious. I'm not BSing.
Yeah, so I'm glad you had a good day because around 1 o'clock yesterday, I got in my spaceship and I don't even remember what happened.
At 1 o'clock?
I don't remember where the day went.
Really?
At 1 o'clock. Yeah, at 1 o'clock. What are you talking about? Take a lot more and then it just lasts till the end of the day. And it's like, time to go to sleep.
You got orange juice over there?
I don't.
You take vitamin C?
I have a bag full of stuff here. That's one of the things in there, yeah. Yep.
You got water over there?
I'm going to do that next break. Actually, I do have water.
You know what kills the mucus, don't you?
Water.
Not just that, but it's a thing that I do all the time. It's tea, honey, and a little bit of garlic. Garlic soaks up the mucus.
Garlic's very good. I have garlic in
yes.
it, too.
Yeah. Garlic, and I'm not talking garlic powder, folks, from McCormick.
You put garlic in your tea?
The wet garlic.
Mm-hmm.
It soaks up that mucus.
Yeah, garlic's good for this stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, take some of this garlic.
It keeps people away so nobody gets sick.
It tastes like crap.
Yeah. Yes.
The combination tastes like crap, but if you can stomach it, Jeremy, a nice hot cup of that.
I told people a long time. So in this industry, like there was something at GNC whenever you lose your voice. I lose my voice all the time.
I know. You lost your voice at a bull roast once.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah.
So who are you trying to keep away from? I lost my voice.
Yeah, music was playing loud. I'm trying to talk over it, and I strained it. And I'm wondering if maybe my throat problems are healed. They got that gag reflex out of there, and then all of a sudden now...
I know, you came from behind some wall with some dude, and all of a sudden couldn't talk, but go ahead.
Yeah, anyway. I don't even remember where we were going with this. I was like, what happened here? We went down the wrong path. No, but there was a thing called... Ironically, there was something at GNC called Throat Coat.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
It was really
a giraffe.
I always thought it was funny that you were taking it.
Yeah.
I had a giraffe on a bottle with a scarf around his neck.
Yeah, taking it. I gave him the name. No, but I'd started taking that stuff a long time ago, and it's a tea with different, herbs.
Yeah.
I don't want to say herbs, but, different things in it.
That was good.
But when I worked at the pizza shop, they taught me whenever you lose your voice or have a sore throat to mix tahini, which is ground up sesame seeds, with honey. And you're like, I'm telling you.
I can see that.
It works, man. Like, if you lose your voice or if you have a sore throat, little tahini, you got to get used to the sesame seed.
Tahini?
Yeah. Tahini.
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 They've been accent on the ta.
It's just tahini.
I know.
Where's the accent? Tahini. Is that what you want me to do?
I don't want you to do anything.
You stay there. This is just stupid.
Are you heavily medicated this morning, Ed?
I'm on everything.
I thought so.
I might be too.
I thought so.
Still.
We're giving medical advice on a Big Bad Morning Show.
I know. Dr. Zoom is in the house.
Yeah.
I try to do anything without taking meds.
Me too. Most of this stuff is natural.
Yeah.
It's like flirting with your proctologist. Hey, doc, I don't feel a ring on that finger. Are you single? No, like that.
Just like that. Yeah.
That would be bad for them to put the ring finger.
I don't feel a ring on that finger.
I mean,
because it fell off.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? They only have to pick one? They only use one on you?
That's all they have to.
Oh, I didn't... He works me like a puppet. We fired you.
His glove goes up to his elbow.
Yes. All the way up.
I'm all the way up.
All the way up.
Oh my gosh. Where we go? Where we go?
I don't know. At least we're not the Dolphins. That's all we
got. Oh my gosh, man. I mean, you stop him for the third straight time and you run into the punter. It's punt safety. Everybody else is going. It's punt safety.
Rob pointed out the best thing ever is Tyreek Hill after the game, and they were asking about the play he didn't make. He goes, normally I make that 10 out of 10. It's like, I don't think your math is math.
Exactly. No, but on the 11th time is when I dropped it.
Oh, see, that's what it was.
He said 10 out of 10 times I make that play. We're talking about a play you did not make. So
can't
that's
be.
Factually incorrect.
It's not 10 out of 10. Unless you, so that was the 11th attempt. I got you, Terry. Oh, what are you talking about?
I don't know who has it worse. Either the Dolphins or Stephon Diggs. Stephon Diggs has got like 3 or 4 different women pregnant at the same time, including Cardi B. New England.
Okay,
he's with the Patriots.
That's why I don't know.
But there's this viral clip that's
going
around.
Got Cardi B pregnant?
Yeah. There's this.
I don't follow that stuff.
Well, I mean, look, it's all over social media, and I'm on that cesspool every day. Or in it, I guess you could say. But so there's a viral video of the Vikings, and maybe you guys have seen this a long time ago, back when he was with Minnesota. And they asked every Viking, if your sister dated any of your teammates, who's the one guy you wouldn't want her to date? And before they even got the words out, every single player said, Stephon Diggs.
Really?
Dalvin Cook was there, and he said, come on, man. Everybody knows you don't want Stephon Diggs dating your sister. And now this cat's got like 4 different women pregnant at the same time.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, good for you.
No, it's not good for you. Child support is expensive, bro. Why would you want to put all of your money in that?
But it's just stupid. Like people,
I invest in my kids, but not like that.
I think some of
these. I don't want to get that kind of investment. Child support.
I think some of these guys think it's unlimited funds. Like it just keeps coming in and it never goes away. I understand you made a lot of money. But at some point, if you're not
Let's see this. Let's see. You do it now. You have 4 kids. Say you have all in 1 year. Now.
And those are
you're
in the
8th, 7th year of your career, 5th year of your career. So you play 3, 4 more years. After that, the money stops. You got a good 14 more years with these kids. You got to pay. You out of your mind?
And it's different from living with them. You know what I mean? You live with them, that's just different.
That's totally different. Somebody said that, you got the money. It's not about the money. It's about your presence, man.
I got news for you, bro. Diggs has been in the league 11 years. He doesn't have that much longer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Stephon Diggs, right?
Yeah. That's what
he said. He's 11. This is his 11th year. He's on borrowed time already.
Well, you guys remember.
Drive off in a Hyundai.
You remember Travis Henry, the running back that played for the Bills and the Titans?
Yeah.
The story leaked out at one point. He borrowed money from the Titans after signing a contract with him because he couldn't afford his child support.
Really?
So he borrowed money from the team. Yeah, I mean, like, this is. again, when you're getting into this and you feel like that money's not going to, if you're not managing your money the right way, like you could take the money he made and live a comfortable life the rest of your life and not have to worry about it.
Of course.
And still probably help up generations of your family unless you end up having 11 kids by 10 different women. Because like that child support, like that money's going out all the time.
Yeah. Those kids and they're going to get it.
They're going
this
to
isn't like,
it.
Yeah, it's going to cut. They're going to get that money.
It's not like, you know, well, I can't afford this car anymore. It's in the back.
Right. Exactly. No. Nope.
Yeah, can y'all come repossess these kids? I talked to my wife. We decided we don't want kids. Can y'all help us tell them?
Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports will join us at 6:45. But on the other side, reaction to the long injury report for the Ravens. Are those on the list who would be the biggest blow that you can't, just don't want to let it go? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us at 6:45. But this is what you got from Ravens injury report yesterday. Let me go down the list. Rasheen Ali, concussion, limited. Cornerback Marlon Humphrey, groin, full. John Jenkins, nose tackle, personal, limited. Tight end, Isaiah Likely, foot, limited. And then all the DNPs, defensive tackle, Nandi Matabike, fullback Patrick Ricard, outside linebacker Kyle Van Noy, and cornerback Nate Wiggins all did not practice. And out of those four, who can you least afford to miss?
Wiggins, Ali, Likely, Matabike?
No, Likely was limited. I'm talking about the DNPs. Matabike, Ricard, Van Noy, Wiggins. Those are the DNPs.
Oof, that's a tough one. Damn. I may say Matabike.
100% Matabike for me. Jeremy?
I think it has to be him because the key to stopping the Lions is shutting down the run game.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of the biggest. I mean, look, you're talking about your best defensive lineman, a guy that can move Jared Goff is, he's mobile, but not to the extent of what we've seen other guys.
He can avoid the first would-be tackler.
Yes.
But after that, he's in trouble.
Yeah, you're not worried about him running. You're not worried about him running around back there and creating extra time. I'm not saying it's impossible for him to do that. It's just not normally in his game. You want to keep him in the pocket, not have a run game, and force him to try to find his receivers there after that run game shutdown and make him one-dimensional. And I think Matabike helps with that more than any of the other guys.
And no doubt about that. Not only that, Matabike impacts what other people do. I mean, you know,
he exerts pressure up the middle.
Yeah.
Which is, it's great because you can't step up into the pocket because he's there.
I think if Matabike doesn't play, then I think Roquan Smith is impacted by that as well. So, you know, there are a lot of different things coming off of that for me. Matabike is the one. Jeremy, do you think Isaiah Likely plays Monday?
Yep, I do. After seeing him practice, after hearing him go very soon, yeah, he's playing Monday.
Ed, you think he plays Monday?
I think most of these guys play Monday except Likely and Ricard.
Oh, you don't think Likely plays?
No. I think Likely's playing.
Do you? I don't. I think next week.
Seeing him practice this week, I think it's definitely Monday.
Hope so.
I think he's playing. I do.
I mean, look, if they see anything wrong with him, like this is the problem is that like we all speculate what's going on. The same thing. He's out 2 to 4 weeks. Can't wait to see him in 2 weeks. You know, like that's we all do that. But when they didn't put him on the IL there, IR, whatever you want to call it, for the first four games, it led me to believe that it wasn't just going to be the Chiefs game, that they felt he could come back sooner than that. But We'll see.
Well, we don't know what's quite going on with young Nate Wiggins. We know it's growing, but this is what John Harbaugh had to say.
Is he okay? He's generally okay. Yeah, he wasn't good enough to practice today, though. So hopefully he'll be good enough to practice tomorrow.
His name is General Lee Okay. So we got a lot of generals around here.
General Sordis. General Lee Okay? Reporting for duty.
Ed, you decipher that. Does it sound like he's going to play on Monday, Wiggins?
Well, the fact it's a Monday game, I'd say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If he can practice, and because Monday gives you that extra day of rest, I'd say yeah, it's a night game. So it's as far out as it can be. So yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt. The injury came after the interception.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he plays on Monday? And
you think trying to get away from Joe Flacco, he just, it's what got him?
Bam. Yeah, he had to shift gears just a little bit.
Something. Got tackled by his own player.
Yeah. Something bit me.
Cheeto Awuzie jumped on his back, and then after that, he got up limping.
See, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I hate to give you some sort of indecisive answer here, but they're so nondescript about injuries telling you this and that. With the extra day, I would agree with Ed that you're hopeful, but we don't know the extent of it. If he's not practicing, it has to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, or at least it has to be bad enough that you give him those days off thinking he could play.
It's the thing about football that sucks. As soon as you kick it off, man, you got injury reports.
Yeah, every week.
Every week.
Every week.
That's the thing about football that just sucks, man. I mean, some of the things you can play with baseball, you can't even suit up with football.
Nope.
Ricard hadn't played yet. Matabike looks, it didn't practice. Do you think if they played Sunday, some of these guys probably would have been at least limited yesterday? Are they taking advantage of the extra day?
I think they are, sure.
But I think it's too early in the season to even start considering that. Like, okay, we're keeping him out for safety precautions, right? Because it's not as bad, but we want him to heal up and not have anything go wrong.
Right.
But also, like, do you really want to push somebody this early in the season? I mean, they know the extent of the injury. We're just speculating on it. We know he has an injury. Like, for example, Marlon Humphrey, he was the guy I was worried about. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh.
He's full.
It's Nate that you got to be worried about.
Yeah. He was same injury, full, though. Marlon Humphrey stays on the injury report, though. Jeez, every week. I mean, he'll play.
Yeah.
But he's on that report.
They used to do that with Brady all the time. He was, like, questionable for every damn game.
Hangnail.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Toenail. He used to do that, though, with the whole team.
Yeah, he put the whole team on the injury report.
He would put the whole team on the injury report.
He'd say the whole team got the flu. Exactly. You hear that? The flu.
I know Vegas probably hated him.
Yeah.
Because you never know who's really injured.
You don't. Because that was his thing. He put everybody on the injury report. And it's like, and he didn't say anything, obviously. You have no idea.
Well, that was also before Vegas was really in bed with the NFL, though.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, I'm sure they would, hey, Bill.
I don't know. It's funny. Like,
FanDuel is the official sports partner of the NFL.
The reason these things are in place is for gamblers.
That's all it is. People don't understand that.
It's for gambling.
If you're just Joe Fan not gambling, they're not doing that for you. They're doing it for Jeremy and people like that.
Yeah, degenerates. People like that.
I wasn't going to say that.
It's kind of what you said.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
410-583-1057. I said the gamblers.
People like me.
Yeah, the gamblers.
Losers. You're a loser.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, I heard it.
On air, I wouldn't say that. That's just for you and me. You know what I mean? I'll tell you that later. It's my love language to you, loser. Lee Sterling at 6:45. Join us. Talking some more gambling. I'm sure he and Jeremy will have lots to say. But Falele has received a lot of criticism of the last couple of weeks, despite some saying that his lows are being harped on unfairly. Is social media doing him dirty? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Daniel Falele, fourth year player from the University of Minnesota, is a player we talked about from the beginning because we liked his name. How it rolls off your tongue. But now you're talking about him a lot for bad things, things you shouldn't be talking about offensive linemen. This is John Harbaugh addressing the topic.
Daniel Falele. What do I like about Daniel Falele? I like the fact that he's a big, strong guy, moves his feet well, he bends, he's getting better at using his hands. I think he's been doing a real good job in pass protection for the most part. Run blocking has been good, but you know, he needs to be more consistent in both areas. I think what you're asking me is, I'll just give you the direct answer. I mean, he's had some bad plays that you're talking about, probably, you know, that haven't looked great, but he's a good football player, you know, and he's getting better. He's young, and hopefully he'll continue to improve. That's what we're hoping for. I know one thing, we're coaching him up really hard every day, and we expect him to go out there and play, you know, his best football game on Monday night, and that's what he's going to try to do.
Jeremy?
Hey, well, I mean, I'll say this, just a couple different things regarding it. It is, when you get the coach speak, like, we're coaching them up every day. I heard Peyton Manning kind of talk about it when people go, they made great halftime adjustments. He goes, man, we didn't make any adjustments. We went into halftime, we drank some Gatorade, came out and played the second half. Right. Like, we didn't, people make a big deal out of that. I just don't know what this, it feels like this guy's had a longer leash than most of the guys that ended up in his doghouse, right?
Right.
Like, I don't think it's all bad, but some of the bad just looks so awful. I think it outweighs any good that he's doing. And I feel like Ken's kind of alluded to that with us on the show, right? McKusick's talked about him. I mean, when he looks bad, he looks really bad. So, again, with the battle at guard and who's going to be, you know, the starter here, like, I don't know why some of the other guys weren't given the same opportunities. I mean, we talked about Ben Cleveland before. Like, what did he have to do to prove that he didn't belong? He just got in the doghouse and could never get out, whether they want to admit that or not.
Now, Joe, what did Ken McKusick, what was his assessment of him this past week? Did he say he's the best lineman?
Well, I guess it's probably not saying much with how bad the entire line played, but he actually said Fa'alele was probably, that in his metrics, he graded out as one of the best offensive linemen the entire weekend.
He did, yeah.
Do you see that?
What?
Him being the best line. I mean,
Ken said that. I mean, that's, he said that, but I certainly,
based on watching the film.
Yeah.
My eye doesn't tell me that.
Well, look, Ken has
eyes don't tell me that.
Ken has his grading system, which is great. You know, like, he has his own system that he uses. And I think he's more in the know when it comes to grading those guys, but there's also a big difference. We've said this before. Pro Football Focus has come out with some numbers, and you look at them and go, how the hell do they have him that high rated? I just watched him play, and he wasn't any good. Sometimes your eyes tell you a different story than what's actually going on in the games. Mm-hmm. But again, I think the biggest problem with Fa'alele is when he looks bad, he looks awful, like he doesn't belong.
To follow that up, he was actually, Fa'alele was the third highest rated pass blocking O-lineman in the entirety of the NFL in week two by PFF.
Was it really?
Yeah. Wow. Trent Williams and Garrett Bowles were the two people above him.
You mean two guys that were good?
Yeah.
Hey, your thoughts on Falele's play recently?
I must be watching something else. I thought he was getting beat a lot. But if different outlets are rating him as the best lineman in the, you know, on the Ravens and one of the best pass blockers in the league, I must be mistaken. Maybe I'm just seeing when he gets beat.
Well, here's my thought process on it. Maybe it's a situation where it's like, okay, we're battling it out. I make a move. I beat you. The play's extended. I get to the quarterback. You get a lesser. You get a grade because of how it looked. Fa'alele completely whiffs, and a guy gets to the quarterback and does the same thing. It's probably graded the same way.
Yeah, probably.
Except it looks much worse with this one. It's like shooting missing a three and shooting an air ball. It's the same thing,
right?
But one looks worse than the other.
Well, because if I'm guarding you, and you keep going in and out. Now, I know I got to guard you tighter because you got a chance to make it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm guarding you, you're shooting air balls, I'm not even guarding you. I'm playing double somebody else. So you're right. So even in the defender's mind, he looks at it differently. But all of it you're saying right now and the way he's grading out, does it go to this? Are we unfairly grading Fa'alele? Is social media doing him dirty?
I would say yes, if that's the case.
Social media's doing him dirty.
Yeah. They are, because, I mean, I think what Jeremy just said is probably what's going on, because I look at him and I'm like, you know, like, people just seem to, like, run past him, or he just, you know, he's missing being blocks. Like, the basic stuff you're taught is, you know, you take the most inside guy and he's running right past him. And
now, is Ronnie Stanley playing better than Fa'alele? Now, I'm not asking, is he a better lineman? Is he playing better?
Of course. He has tougher matchups every week. Every week. Think about it. He went from Buffalo, which I don't think we're sitting here talking about how their pass rush, it's fine. Like, everybody was saying they should have made a move for Micah Parsons or somebody. But you go from Miles
Thank
Garrett.
God it didn't.
Yeah. You go from Miles Garrett to Aiden Hutchinson and to then going to Kansas City, which it may not be the one-on-one matchup, but Spagnuolo is going to send a million blitzes.
So, according to PFF, Falele has allowed zero pressures, and Stanley has allowed five.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay. But in fairness to Stanley, he faces the toughest pass rushes in the league every week. Falele doesn't. I mean, he's going from Myles Garrett, Aiden Hutchinson just this week.
Yep.
You gave me the eye roll when I gave you the stats.
I just think it feels like your eyes are telling you something. This is the whole thing with Pro Football Focus. I love them, and you could look at their grading system, and same thing with Ken. Sometimes we're going to see things that when you look, like I talk about analytics all the time, when you look deeper into the numbers and you look deeper into the film, you're like, hey, it wasn't as bad as you were saying. I don't feel that way with Falele. Like, I need to see more of this for this to be something that's real, that he's getting graded as the third best lineman this past week. And then also, when you think about it, you're going to get more pressure more times than not from the outside than you are up the middle.
Yeah. To me, Harbaugh started off, Ed, saying how good Falele was. And then he addressed the criticism.
He did.
But he talked about how good he was. Yeah. Joe, could you tune that up for me again? Because to me, I get on Harbaugh about coaches speak. But this doesn't sound like coaches speak to me.
Daniel Falele. What do I like about Daniel Falele? I like the fact that he's a big, strong guy, moves his feet well, he bends, he's getting better at using his hands. I think he's been doing a real good job in pass protection for the most part. Run blocking has been good, but you know, he needs to be more consistent in both areas. I think what you're asking me is, I'll just give you the direct answer. I mean, he's had some bad plays that you're talking about probably, you know, that haven't looked great, but he's a good football player, you know, and he's getting better, he's young, and hopefully he'll continue to improve. That's what we're hoping for. I know one thing, we're coaching him up really hard every day, and we expect him to go out there and play, you know, his best football game on Monday night, and that's what he's going to try to do.
He went into the whole, let me address the issues, but he started off, you know, really saying this kid is playing good football. Yeah, he needs to be more consistent. He's young. But it sounds to me that Harbaugh was sincerely saying, no, man, Falele is playing good football.
He did, but he also did admit that he's made some bad plays, which are probably the ones we're talking about or we're seeing, and he's getting spoken about on social media. So, but overall, they must be satisfied with him.
If he's satisfied, I'm satisfied.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. So you folks on social media, leave Falele alone. Now, if you want to replace me with him, then you can keep it on with Falele. I don't want no smoke. I don't want no smoke from any of you. Go after him, not me. But for the most part, leave the man alone. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8 o'clock. He'll talk more on his topic. But on the other side, Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports joins us to see what's maybe he can help you make a couple of dollars over the weekend. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Good Friday morning to you joining us right now from Paramount Sports, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our regular Friday guest, Lee Sterling. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning. Good morning.
Man, let's jump right into it. Oh, go ahead. You had something you want to say?
Yeah, I'm a Dolphins fan, so
I was kind of
saying it sarcastically.
You're the one.
But, hey, they covered.
They did cover. They did cover. I did not put the game out for my clients. You know, there's always a couple of clients who are like, well, why not? I'm like, I think it's close to the line on the game and the total. And yeah, that the field goal at the end put the game over. So, you know, sometimes it's better just to lay off. They did give a good effort, but as usual, it's something. And, you know, those mental mistakes. And I think they're probably, if they lose to the Jets, I think you're going to see hopefully a change. We finally move on from our GM, who's been here for 9 years, and our head coach.
They need some change definitely down there in Miami.
Yeah.
Let's go to the games this weekend, though. I want to go college football, Big Ten action, Michigan versus Nebraska. What you got on that one?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a game of a matchup of a team that's more talented in Michigan if you go man by player by player. I don't think anyone would deny that, but that sometimes doesn't mean you win the game. So I love this matchup because you have the last two number one ranked quarterbacks coming out of high school, Dylan Raiola a couple years ago, and I think he's improving a lot, and I love his offensive coordinator, Dana Holgorsen. Not a good head coach, but one of these coordinators that can take an offense from 40th, 50th best to top 10, top 15. On the other side, Bryce Underwood, great talent, number one quarterback coming out of high school last year, but they're limiting him right now. I mean, there's a lot of third and six, third and eights in that game. If you watch the highlights of the game against Oklahoma a couple weeks ago, they just wouldn't throw the ball down the field. When you have third and six, third and eight, you have to have three of the top four receivers pass the sticks, and they weren't doing that. A lot of flanker screens, and I think they're limiting him. Eventually, he'll be very good, but he's not there yet. And the last 2 points here, Matt Rhule for Nebraska, very good as a home dog, 5-2 against the spread as a home dog. And Michigan head coach Strohmore, he cannot coach. He's been suspended for 2 weeks, not even been at the facility. So who's taking over? Biff. Back to the Future, Pogey, if you remember him, he was the coach at Charlotte. He's the coach that wears those sweatshirts cut off at the top of the shoulder.
We know him very well here. He's a legendary high school football coach in Baltimore.
Right. Yeah. So, but doesn't make great decisions. He didn't, at least at Charlotte. So,
he made like a tree and got out of here. Oh, sorry.
Right.
Yeah. So Back to the Future.
Nebraska. Wrong team favorite here, straight up 24-21. So,
go ahead, Ed.
All right. Well, close to home, the Terps have traveled to Wisconsin. How do you 10-point underdogs? They're 3-0, of course, but they haven't faced the Big Ten play yet. How do you see this one?
Well, I think a lot of people did double takes here. They're like, well, Maryland's playing well. Wisconsin got just blown out against Alabama, but that's a different level of talent.
Yeah.
So I think they're begging you to play Maryland here. And I think freshman Malik Washington is going to be good. He has 6 touchdowns, just 1 interception. And he's also averaged 9 yards per attempt. But he likes to throw everything like a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. And you got to throw the screen pass. You got to throw different passes with different touch. And I don't think he's mastered that yet. So this might be the game, you know, facing a better defense. And Wisconsin's defense is pretty decent, where throws a couple balls that ricochet off receivers and end up as interceptions here. So don't fall for the trap here. I think Wisconsin is the right side, something like 30-13.
What about Indiana and Illinois? Illinois with a lot of returning players, but Indiana, their coach, all he does is win. What are you seeing with this game?
So Fernando Mendoza is a quarterback for Indiana, and I think he's good, but some of the hype, I've heard some, you know, look at some draft previews, having a second, third rounder. I don't think he's that. So his escapability is not very good, and that's the Illinois strength, their defensive line. They wore out Duke, and last year Mendoza – their offense led to 50 sacks. They were sacked 50 times, their quarterbacks at Cal when he was there. So I think Illinois is going to wear them down here. Another wrong team favored, Indiana here, 30-20. I'm sorry, Illinois straight up 30-27.
Here with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, let's jump to the NFL. Yeah. Steelers versus the Patriots. That looks like almost a pick-up game.
Yeah, it is, and I saw the Patriots up close and personal last week, and they came down to Miami. I just don't think this team is very good. They bullied Miami. They won the game, but they couldn't even pull away against Miami. Pittsburgh, they got to find a way to get the ball. So DK Metcalf in 2 games, just 7 catches. He's their guy, and I think the defense is going to rebound. So if New England allowed Geno Smith to pass for 362, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big game here. I think Pittsburgh, I think they win this game pretty easily here, 27-17.
Maybe the best game of the week is on Monday night. It's going to be here. The Lions come to Baltimore, play the Ravens as I think it's 6 points now.
Yeah, is the line.
Yeah, it's up to six.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about this game is I thought this line was going to come like 3.5, maybe 4. I think it's based a lot on some people think that, you know, Detroit just can't quite get there. They did get punched in the face by Green Bay opening night, never really in the game. But, you know, sometimes that happens, just not your day, give Green Bay credit. So they were playing at the end of last year. They were down 7 of their top 11 defenders, and you can't compete in the playoffs at that level. I think they got back their mojo last week against Chicago. Their defensive line, edge rushers led to 3 sacks in that game. And, you know, they present some challenges. And on offense, their receivers, their top 2 receivers, as good as anyone, speed guys, don't come down easily. And running back, Jamar Gibbs, I mean, he's next level guy if he gets in the secondary. So tough matchup here. I think the last team with the ball wins this game. I have Baltimore winning 37-34, but I think you take the points when you're getting almost a touchdown.
Hey, Lee, let's get to the last game. Vikings at the Bengals, your game of the week. Tell everybody where they can get it.
Yep, just if you want to call and get this game for free, the battle of the backups. But I think there's a clear right side to this game here. So just call 800-400-9741. First 5 callers will get it for free. 800-400-9741. And this is the promotion I probably get more calls, emails, and texts on. It's called the Baker's Dozen. Why? 13 games, Saturday and Sunday. Just $97. That's right. You heard me correct. $97 for the entire weekend. It's immediate download, so you don't have to call me on Saturday and Sunday. You're ready to go. So Baker's Dozen, 13 games, $97. And we've had some 12-1, 11-2, 10-3 records on this. It's available just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Thank you very much, Lee. Talk to you next week, my man.
Appreciate it, man.
See ya. Okay. Right, thanks, guys. Be good.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. World of Stupid at 7:30, but on the other side, the Orioles. Man, just struck out again. Orioles baseball up next on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.